League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't sweat the technique.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Let's go straight out to the HRNP guest line, being joined by the voice of the Astros, Todd Kalas, brought to us by Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Start shopping for your new vehicle at LanceZCars.com. TK, thanks for taking a few minutes as you're out in the West Coast. Still the plan for Tucker to play right field tonight?
That's what I believe. Yeah, I haven't seen the lineup yet, but Joe's spot seemed to indicate that that's what the plan was for today.
TK, we were just talking about that. When you look at that and you think about how he's not quite 100% yet, and you got a situation where, you know, you've got the Angels, you got the Padres, then you can come back home. I was just saying that to me personally, I wouldn't be trying to rush him back into the outfield. He looked like, and they pinch ran for him, that he's still not running at 100%. I just wonder if that's not just a little risky to kind of put too much on him by playing the outfield too.
Yeah, I think at some point you have to figure out what you have, and you can't wait till the postseason. So I think you have to see what's going on with Tucker out there. Obviously, they've reached a point where they feel like he is good enough to play in the outfield. It's not the deepest outfield. It's also not the smallest outfield. It's probably a little leaning towards a bigger outfield than average, but it's certainly not as big as left field here in Anaheim. So to me, I think you got to figure out what you have, and you can't wait too much longer. And especially on a day like today where Kikuchi's pitching, they like to match up Caratini with Kikuchi, so it gives you the flexibility of either having Yordan as your DH and then playing Yiner first, or having Yiner the DH. You need that DH spot.
Todd Kalas joining us on the HRNP guest line. This team continues to be snake bit with injuries. You had Jose Altuve leaving the game the other day. Reports on him is that maybe they dodged a bullet, maybe he's fine. And then Chaz McCormick, who's had a real struggle of a year, seemed like he was finding it. Seemed like he started to turn it on a little bit and then breaks a bone in his hand. Have you seen a season where a team has been so snake bit with injury?
Yeah, it's been pretty wild. They just haven't had the core four guys together the whole year, so that's been tough. And obviously the pitching staff has had a crazy amount of injuries. The good news is, since all those guys went down, the six-man rotation has been pretty solid, knock on wood. They've stayed intact, and you've needed that because there's really not much depth behind the six you have up here at the big league level. So the Chaz situation was just really unfortunate. It was a play that, you know, was in the corner. We didn't even see it initially. I didn't know. He initially hurt himself, and then it was just a foul ball that he went a little too aggressively for in that corner at Minute Maid Park. So one of those years for Chaz that he couldn't get anything going all year long, and when he finally did, he gets hurt. Just a really, really disappointing season.
TK, you mentioned the pitching, and now we know that lately Arrigetti, he had the blow up. Verlander hasn't been Verlander. You look at the matchups for this weekend, and I start to wonder, is there not almost an audition going on between now and the end of the regular season where you're going to see what Arrigetti does in his last couple starts? You need to see what Verlander's going to do in his last couple of starts. And we had kind of penciled in that Blanco's the guy going to the bullpen, but Blanco back in the starting rotation, if he's dealing again, is there a chance that he's a guy that kind of gets back into the discussion about a potential playoff starter, depending on, you know, how long the series is?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's a three-man competition. I think you've got to look at Frober as your one, and Hunter as probably your two, with Kikuchi right in there as well. So I think those three are probably going to be your likely first three starters. And then I think it's a competition, like you mentioned, between JV and Arrigetti and Ronel Blanco. And I really think these last 2 weeks or 3 days are going to determine who gets that fourth start. Things can obviously change between now and then, and you know, maybe Kikuchi or Hunter struggle to the point where they don't think that you know, that they're locked in the postseason. But I think that right now those three are good to go, the Fromber, Yusev, and Hunters. And I think that fourth spot is up for grabs based on what happens here.
How weird is it to be pulling for the Rangers this time of year?
Crazy. And although yesterday was kind of cool because it was Kumar Rocker. And yeah. So, you know, that guy's kind of a stud. And it's fun to watch a young guy in his big league debut who's got all this potential in the world. So that one was a little easier. But cheering for DeGrom tonight or Scherzer tomorrow, I'm just glad we have a game at the same time so I don't have to worry about it.
Have we pretty much written off the fact that as much as it looked like New York and Cleveland were going to be within the realm, that right now you just stay hyper-focused on handling your business, make sure you win the division, and solidify the fact that you can set up your pitching and get into a wild card series?
I was thinking about that on the bus ride because we have a long bus ride over here to the stadium. I was thinking about that on the bus ride because I feel like it's kind of the train has left. Again, things can change here in the next week and a half where all of a sudden they get within a couple and now you have hope. But I wonder, to me, I'd be curious how they play it if they're, let's say, two or three games back going into that last series against Cleveland. Do they play it all the way out where they use a Hunter Brown and a Framber Valdez the last two games and not have them available in the postseason? To me, that would be a big risk, and I don't know how the Astros would play it. But at this point, you know, 5.5 back with only a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks left to play, it seems like that train has left. But again, things can change knowing you have 3 games left with Cleveland at the end. I almost wish that they don't have that opportunity because I don't want them to pitch Hunter and Fromber the last 2 days and then not have them available for the first round of the wild card series.
Yeah, it'll be a tough decision that they have to make. And we'll see a lot of baseball to be played between now and then that'll make that decision easier, of course. Angels, the start of the series tonight. It's been a tough first year for Ron Washington. Of course, lost Trout for a good chunk of the season. What are the Astros getting in the Angels this weekend?
They're getting a lot of new names. I know our advanced team was working hard on the plane and earlier today trying to get ready for this team because today's guy they've never seen before, the first born and raised Italian pitcher in MLB history, Sam Alighieri. The guy on Sunday, the new guy, a 20-year-old Caden Dana, who's one of their top prospects. And then on their position player side, they have 3 or 4 guys that have made their debuts in the last few weeks. So it's going to be a completely different team than we've seen in the past. They have a few guys you'll recognize, but more than any other team this season, it's a bunch of new guys that nobody's ever heard of. So I guess I don't know what to expect, I guess, is the way to answer it. Yeah. I think their team is beatable. They're the only team that's been eliminated other than the White Sox in the American League. I think they're a step down from Oakland. So hopefully playing them 7 times in 10 days, they win at least 5 of those 7.
TK, we've seen a little couple of hiccups again in the back end of the bullpen. We see, you know, that it seems like we know what the order that they want is supposed to be going, you know, reverse order, that you want Hader and you want Presley and you want Abreu. Neris has been okay. Taylor Scott looked like for a time there that maybe he's had a lot of innings and he needed a little break. But how do you see, how imperative is it now that we talked about the starters, we talked about Tucker, but how imperative is it that now Espada starts to kind of figure out and solidify his pecking order at the back of the bullpen and pretty much throughout that bullpen?
Yeah, I think he's got a pretty good idea right now. I think he kind of mentioned it. He still likes Presley in the 8th and he likes Hader in the 9th. And then that 7th inning has been mostly Brian Abreu. Obviously, he can mix and match with Hector Neris and Taylor Scott in those innings as well, but he likes those guys in the 6th or maybe 7th if Abreu has been used up. So I think he has a lot of comfort in those 5 guys. And now, you know, Caleb Ferguson and Brian King, guys that are lefties that can come in and get a spot in the lineup if they're overloaded with lefties as well. I think Joe's really comfortable with where his bullpen is right now, but going back to something we talked about earlier, if you're really stressing to try and catch Cleveland that last weekend, you know, not only does that change possibly the calculus in your starting rotation, but it could also change your bullpen dynamic if those guys are throwing a couple of games, 2 or 3 games in that series against Cleveland, because the series in the wild card would start on Tuesday if you don't get that second seed.
Yeah, that's some things that they're going to have to think about. TK, we appreciate the time. Have a great call this weekend.
Appreciate it, guys. As always, talk to you in a week. Hopefully they'll be a little bit closer to where they are now to get that AOL.
Yeah, that'd be good news. Todd Kalas, conversation brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Start shopping for your new vehicle at LanceZCars.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.